Welcome to the latest edition of Real Time Talk, where we explain real time, one topic at a time. I'm your host, Lisa Damask, and today we're diving into a topic that has one of the biggest impacts on the development of successful and effective real-time systems and AI-based tools. We're going to discuss the role of women. Let's get started. Joining me today is RT Insight's very own Director of Content Strategy, Elizabeth Stringer. Liz recently published on rtinsights.com a list of 19 women in real-time analytics and AI to watch in 2024. The article garnered a lot of attention for good reason. Some stats. According to the 2023 State of Data Science report from the popular data science platform Anaconda, only 29% of survey participants identified as women. This is in line with the 30% representation in 2022 in the World Economic Forum's 2023 Global Gender Gap Report, which cites LinkedIn's Economic Graph as the source. When it comes to AI research, it's even worse. A 2019 report from the AI Now Institute found that about 80% of AI professors are men, while just 15% of AI research staff at Facebook and 10% at Google are women. A 2023 survey from FlexJobs found that 54% of men are using AI in either or both their personal and professional life, while women are adopting AI at a much slower pace, at 35%. I've shared these stats and additional ones on my account on LinkedIn. Liz, you put together this list of 19 women in AI to watch this year. What makes this list different from other lists out there?
Well, I think one of the things that's different about this list is, you know, instead of just focusing on one aspect of the AI world, we looked at the business impact women might have had, the technology innovation, and also, you know, a very new and important focus around how women are contributing to ethical AI. So this list brings all those things together and includes women across the board and at different stages of their careers. I want to show a holistic view of AI and how it really takes an interdisciplinary approach to further the AI initiative.
Right. I love how you include those three categories in your list. Who are some of the women on your list from each category?
Okay. So it was, first of all, very hard to create this list. It took a lot more work than I had imagined, but it was rewarding. I got to know a lot of interesting stories. So one of the things that I found was very interesting is that here are some women on the list represent this holistic approach, interdisciplinary approach to AI. That really can be in any of the three categories, business, technology, AI, ethics. So the first person that comes to mind is Anjali Joshi. She's a director, serves as a director on multiple boards, largely thanks to her engineering and product management background, and as a very active member of an AI ethics foundation, a group that is really supporting and pushing and being ambassadors for AI ethics. Another example is Cassidy Johnson-Santos. So which category would I put her in? Because she is a recognized quantum scientist and cryptography expert, but she's also Citi's global risk strategist. So she's an executive, a technologist, and focused on an area where ethical AI actually is critical to protecting companies against risk.
Of course, that combination of all three categories is increasingly critical. What changes are you seeing around AI ethics and its adoption in organizations? Are they getting infused throughout the process?
I'm going to be optimistic and say that we are just at the beginning of the implementation phase, a few organizations have actually done enough work to integrate these profit processes and this way of thinking and this way of governing the data itself and also the use of the data in different applications. Enough have done this work that they can serve as models for how to do this. On the other hand, I'm still seeing a lot of companies that are faced with now the double challenge of getting everyone on board with data governance. Yes, that's still a challenge for many organizations. And then on top of that, working through the framework that you need, the organizational frameworks, the technology, the education, frankly, the user education required for a solid ethical AI practice. So, you know, unfortunately, I personally and other people I've spoken to haven't seen a way to leapfrog over a data governance foundation into an ethical AI posture.
I want to dive a little deeper into diversity and ethics. Is it possible for organizations to succeed without having diversity? Is diversity in thought enough? What are the risks?
No, and I think that we're already racking up quite a few proof points that show how blind the training data or data in general, or even the algorithms, to be honest, and the models, how blind they are, or if they have too strong a bias toward, you know, one culture, one attitude, one geography, one data collection method, even. And this puts the whole AI project at risk, right? If you start with bad data, AI doesn't change the fact that you're going to end up with bad information. So diversity is very important, perhaps not even in the way that one thinks, but you really need multiple eyeballs from different perspectives at every level, looking at the data itself, the system plan, the maintenance programs, etc.
Right. And when we were discussing this, you mentioned the example of Rite Aid.
Yes. So Rite Aid recently had a well-publicized data disaster, and it put them at risk of being sued for a variety of infringements on people's civil rights, their actual freedom. So Rite Aid had used very poor footage from surveillance webcams and used software that was notoriously blind to distinguishing features of non-white people. And the data from that and the conclusions from that were used to more or less power a system where store employees could recognize and realize or get flagged when someone walked into the store that matched one of the imprecise poor images. And so very innocent people were suspected of being vandals, thieves, obnoxious, and store personnel called the police, took people out of the store, or were just very verbally abusive to them. So that's a very good example, and is the reason why so many minorities, if you will, are working really hard to improve equality and the use of policing AI-driven applications.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of Real Time Talk. And for everyone who's listening, you can view the full list at rtinsights.com/women-in-real-time. Let us know on LinkedIn who you would add to the list.